Bnei Yisrael, Harpu Mimeni, Ad Sheikoneis, Ve'eser, Ritzoini, Ve'ove Yaleichem. He's telling the Malachim, his Kabdu Rashi says, Ala Malachim, Hamalavim, Moisoi, Huayimel. Shenema, Ki Malachov, Yitzavaloch, Lishmocha, Bechol, Dorochecho. So, when before a person goes into Beis HaKise, he tells the Malachim, it's not Lafi Kvoitchem, to come in with me, tamokim mevuzin. Tnu kovid l'lekei Yisrael, harpu mimeni, ad she'ekoneis ve'eser ritzoini ve'ovei aleichem. Omar Abaye, leilei me'in ishochi, a person should not say, harpu mimeni. Harpu mimeni is like, that's too great of a siluk. Dil meshovki le ve'ozli, that they might take the hint and they'll leave him completely. El Oleimo, Paket, Iskabdu Mechubodim, Kadoishim Mishal Seyelyoin, Shimruni, Shimruni, Ozruni, Ozruni, Samchuni, Samchuni, Hamtinuli, Hamtinuli, Ad Sheikoneis, Ve'eitze, Shekein Darkon, Shel Bnei Yodo. The Kefal Aloshin is there's two Malochim. Shamruni, the Shleima Mishnosei says, since they did not go in into the Beis HaKisei together with him, so Shimruni is min hamazik shelo yanichum leilech imi. A person is mesuvah with mazikim, so al koponim there should be a shmire that they shouldn't let the mazikim come in with him. Azruni, there were seirim in the Beis HaKisei, a bezundere type of shadim. So, Azruni bitfilaschem, that the Malachim should be mispalul. Rachmi kedomrinon, Malachi Rachmim chalulo penei keil elyain. That is the Azruni. Samchuni, shaloi ahair be'avere, since it is osar and abeis akisei, to be mahar b'divrei teire, so a male person does not have the shmire of limud ha-teire, that is samchuni. It is brought down in Shulchan Aruch that va'achshav le'noagu la'omroi. We don't say this. The Taz says, ki ein onu machzikim li'yirei shamayim, shemalochim malavim ha'isonu. It's very interesting that the Kimalochov Rashi brings a pasuk Kimalochov Yitzavaloch Lishmolcha B'chol Dorochecha. It seems these Malochim are only Yirei Shemayim Azoicha to this Livui of Malochim, and we are not Machzik ourselves Lirei Shemayim. The Divrei Chamuda says Shein Loimer Ze Ela Yirei Shemayim V'Chosid Shehashchine Shruye Olav. But Al Kaponim, it seems that we don't have these Malochim, or it's Merzik Yure, if a person thinks he's in this Madrege, that he should have Malochim that are Malave. The Ma'asif Kol HaMachnes says that the Chsam Seifa did not say Shalom Aleichem. Mamanovshech, if we don't have Malochim a whole week, so we don't have Malochim Shabbos either. So he didn't say Shalom Aleichem. The Marsham asks a shayla, the Magnavron brings from the Matei Moshe, when a Yochid en Shemayne Esrei says, Oise Shalom b'mroimo, v'yase Shalom oleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. So who's the v'imru? Who's he saying the v'imru to? So the Matei Moshe says, he's saying v'imru to the Malachim Hashem remoisoi. So when it comes to that, the Marsham asks the kasha. When it comes to Ischabdu, we don't have Malachim. Here we Imru Amin, we do have Malachim. It's very unclear. The Masiv Kol Machnas brings down many that hold, not like the Machaber, that you should say, Ischabdu Mechubodim. Kinofik, after he goes out of the Beis HaKisei, Oimer Boruch Asher Yotzar Esa Odom Bechochma. Uvor Avoy Nikovim Nikovim, Chalolim, Chalolim, that is Rashi's Girse, the Rib's Girse is Chalulim. We'll see close the difference. Koli v'yadua lefnechisech v'idecho, she'im yiposeach echod mehem o yisoseim echod mehem yiefsher la'amoid lefonecho, The goyin is goyres afilu shoechos, and it is very interesting, the goyin in Shulchan Aruch says you should not say afilu shoechos. My chosim, omar rav roifei choylem. Omar shmul koshevinu abe lekuli almik tziri. Everyone that makes this bruch, you're making everyone a choyli. Ala roifei chol boso. Rav Sheshes Omar Mafli Lasois Omar Rav Pope Hilkach Nemrina Litavayo. So he mentioned both things in the Chsime, Reifei Chol Bosor U Mafli Lasois. Now let us see the Baal HaRashi and Tosfos Pshat in this broche. Sheim Yeposeach Echod Mehem Min HaChalolim. There are Eivorim in the laves that are Achalolim, they're hollow spaces. Kigoyin HaLev Oy hakeres, oy ha-ma'ayim. The reason why the Rishonim did not want to be goyres chalolim, they were goyres chalulim, because it is very difficult to understand uvor avoy chalolim, that a cholol, a halol mokim is not created. Chalulim means there are avorim which are halol. But chalolim, it's not shaykh bria and a cholol. Faker the cholol comes from zich alein, when you have an eva around it and there's nothing in between. So memele, it's cholol. There's a cholol there. There's a hollow space there. But the loshen bria pasnisht. Agav ulche, the goyin says, the gematria of chalulim is reish mem ches, and each eva has a cholol in it. There is an empty space. He says even the sarais also have chalulim chalulim is gematria remach, connect the remach evorim, and every eva has a cholol in it, and even the sarais also have a cholol in it. There's and everything is a cholol. Shoshim yiposeich echad mehem in a chololim kigoin haleiva yakeres oyameayim. Oyim yisosim echod mehem min anekovim apsuchim, kegoin haper oyachoitem oypiat abas, yiposeyach koi achalolim, yisosim koi anekovim. So the Gemara says, in Cain you made everyone ktsiri, you made them choilim, reifech olboso keneged a yitzie shirefuas kol haguf, Umafli lasois, what is the pele? Keneged shehaguf cholu kmoinoid. There is a hollowness in the guf. Vanoid azeh, im yesh boi nekev, ein aruach oimet besoichoi. If you have anoid shel oyer, and there's a hole in there, so the ruach will not remain there. Vakodesh boruchu, bora es ha'odom bechochmo, boroboi nekovim harbe. That there are many nikovim, vafal pikein, horuach besoichoi kol yemei chayop, zui plia vechochma. So according to Rashi, the asher yotzar es ha'odom bechochma, what is the chochma according to Rashi? Sheboraboy. Uvoraboy is equivalent to sheboraboy, that he created in him nikovim, vafal pikein. So that is a gewaldike chochma, that even though there are nekovim, the ruach remains in the Odom and does not go out. So we say two te'arim. In the beginning of the bracha we say that even though there's nekovim, so this is a gewaldike chochme, and at the end we say that's a plie. It is a plie and a chochme. Zui plie v'chochme. So the chochme goes on that the ruach does not go out through the nekovim. Taisves asher yotzar es ha'odom bechochma, betanchume vayivro lekim es ha'odom, omar rabun bechochma. What was the chochma? Shehiskin mezeinoiso v'acharkach boroi. That the hitzdalchusin of the person were first created, and then the person was created. V'hayne doma b'sanhedrin, b'soy perik echad ine momenis, l'kach nivro b'erev Shabbos, v'eshi yekonis l'sude miyad. Okay, Yosdei sheyotzer sa'odom bechochma, the yitzire sa'odom was by the gemar ma'isa bereishis after all his itztarchesim were ready. So that's the second pshat in chochma. And the Marshal wants to say, perhaps we can learn Shada Sheyotzar as Adam b'Chochma is going that the Adam has Chochma, different than all Balechai. Mavli lasais mishum damrinem bebreishis rabe ki godil ato vi oisin niflois ato lekim levadecho. And what is the niflois? Adam oisin noid afilu yesh by neck of echod mole machat sitkis, a small hole, a minute hole, a ruach yoitze, veine yochel lishmo boy, the yain is a grais. That's what the Rishash says in the Marzav and the Medrash. When Yochel Lishmer boy Haruach, the Kaddish Baruch Hu bor Nekovim, Nekovim ba Adam, b'Shemar Haruach she'enoi yoytzei mimenu. The Goin says Pshat in the Broche Goli v'Yodua. Goli is the what is Begoli from the Adam, in the Yodua Mashe b'Seiser lifnei kisei kevoidecha. That whatever happens to the person, in all these inyonim, af misham mashgiach al dvorim shveilim ka'ele. When we're speaking about malachim, so we tell them, ischabdu mechubodim kedoshim mishol seyelyin, that they should not, it's not lafi kvoidom. But goli v'yadua lifnei kisei kvoidecha by the rabbeinu shel olam, af misham mashgiach al dvorim shveilim ka'ele. Hamashpili lirois b'shamayim v'oretz. The Rebbeinu Shalom is mashpul say lirois b'shamayim say lirois b'oretz. The Goin says pshat umafli lasois. According to Rashi's pshat, that the pele is that even though there are nekovim, the ruach remains. So it is very difficult to understand what it has to the birchas hashayotza. So the Goin says a different pshat. He says that in the person there are five koiches. There's a koyach hamoishech, a koyach that when a person swallows something, that when it goes down into the stomach, it is not through the law of gravity. There's a koyach hamoishech that is moishech et lamato. After the food comes down, there's a second koyach, a koyach hamarzik. The koyach hamoishech stops and then this remains. This remains there for a certain amount of time. There's a third koyach, a koyach hamevashel v'hamaakel in the stomach that makes, that chemically makes that the food should be roi to be dispersed all over the body. Then there's a koyach hamechalek umavdil. That's divided into three chalokim, the koveit, the liver is mechalek to the yevorim, the lev is mechalek to the gidim, the moich is mechalek to the atzomes. Each one takes their chalek, what the goof can be nene from, and it divides it. And the fifth koyach is the koyach hadoicha hapsoilas. And if all these koyches would work all at once, it would be shreklach. Now if I count, each koyach, after the koyach finished what it had to do, then it stops, and the koyach hamoishech is only for a certain zman. Then that stops, and then the koyach hamarzik starts, and each one works when it is, b'shas it is necessary to work, and then, so therefore, this broche, that's the mafli, the pella, how all these koyches are coordinated to work each one at the right time. Hanichnas lishan al mitosai. A person is nichnas lishan al mitosei oimer mishmai Yisrael ad bohoya im shemoya. That is our girse. The Rabbein Chananel says that one should say, the Rosh brings down the Rabbein Chananel, that one should say bohoya im shemoya also. Im bohoya im shemoya. The shaila is if this is al tzdechiyav of krishma shalamita, the Rabbein Chananel holds one should say these two parshias, or maybe this is the connected. The Mefarshim and the Rosh speak about this. Maybe this is connected with the first, the Rashi and Broches Dav Beis Amad Aleph, that since we learned Krishma earlier, we're not Yaitzah this man Krishma, so Al Koponim, so Rashi says it is sufficient if one says the first Parsha Al Mitosai. Could be the Raivet held that both Parshis are their Isis, so therefore one should say both Parshis. So it's Im V'Hoyim Shemoyim. Va'omer Baruch Amapul Chevlei Sheino Al Einoi Usnuma Alaf Apoi. The one makes a broche on Shine Chevle Shein al Hamapel, Chevle Shein al Einoi, Shine comes automatically. It is different than other pulas that the person does himself. Umeya Leishein Bas Ayin. And that at the Shine, so the, if the person does not sleep, so that weakens the Rie. But through the Shine, Umeya Leishein Bas Ayin. Yirotzei Mulfanecha Hashem Aloikai, Shetashkiveini Lisholim. Now there's a girse which the Goyin brings down. It's the girse Sarif also, that this is a Taisvis from Rav Amram Goyin. The same Chelki B'Seira Secha. The Tzlach asks, how does this come into Birchas Hamapel? The same Chelki B'Seira Secha. Perhaps we could say there's a Meiridike Goyin in Mishlei. The Goyin says in Mishlei as follows: Shenosan Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaOdom B'Tivoy SheYishon. The Goyin says, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create such a inyan of Shine? Kidei SheTale Nishmosay LiYeshiva Shel Maylo V'Shom Megalim LoYrozei Teire. And there the Megala and the Yeshiva Shel Maylo, the Megala Rozei Teire. Uma she'i efsheli odom lilmoid b'shivim shono loimeit sham b'sho achas. That what a person could be masik here would take 70 years to accomplish, so there a person could chaparain in 1 hour. Ach me'oisei ha'limud loibo loi shum schar klal. He doesn't have a schar for this limud. There was no amelis, there was no yigiyah. That what he's able to learn, divrei Torah, the neshama is able to be oyla li yeshiva shel maylo each night, that alone is a gevaldik ischar. It's count meira de kemaisis with the goyim that he was once very ba'atzvistik, yontif Pesach. They asked him, his Tamidim asked why he wasn't besimche, because he had a cholam that night. They told him, pshatan a posik with ganze, which may redike, 200 and a certain amount of pshatim and a posik. And he thought about it before Birchas HaTorah. So in Mela he forgot it, so he was gebaldik ba'atzvis. Then he started reminding himself in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Then again he forgot it. Al Kaponim, the Goyin was Eiche to these Giluyim. So it could be the same Chelki B'Seira Secha is a opportune time to be Mispalo for a Chelik B'Teire. Because through Shina, a person could be Masik Teire. The Targileini Lidei Mitzveh, Val Targileini Lidei Aveira, Val Tivieini Lidei Chet, Val Lidei Ovein, Val Lidei Nisoyein, Val Lidei Vizoyein, V'yishleit b'yetzer toi, v'al yishleit b'yetzer horo. V'satzileini mipegaro, mechaloim roim, v'al yivaluni chaloim esroim, v'al hoirim roim, v'sehem mitosi shleima lefonecho. What does this mean, v'sehem mitosi shleima lefonecho? Shelo yehei psul v'resha b'zari. Now how does this come into Birchas Hamapel? He once mentioned a machloikis, the avudrom, and it seems the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shloah Kodesh, if the Birchas Hamapel is said before a person is mekayim mitzvus oine, or afterwards. The avudrom brings down a raivit. The raivit asks Akashe, ubalt have the gemore, why is it that the bracha of a lakai neshama is peseach without a baruch? We're starting off with a lakai neshama. Why doesn't it start with a baruch? So the Ravid says that the bracha of a lakai neshama is samuch to bichas hamapel. It's a bracha samuch alechavuto. He says hamapel, and then he goes to sleep, so sleeping isn't a hefsik, and then he wakes up, so he says a lakai neshama. The sleeping is not a hefsik. So the Avudrom asks on him, so he says, what if he's mekayim mitzvah soine? So he does something in between. So it should be a hefsik. That's the, so we see from the Avudrom al-Koponim that the, he held Bichas HaMapel, as said before, Mitzvah Soinu. So then it's very good. So this is a time of Tvile, Abakosha Shleye Psul, V'resha Bizari. Nagratzo da Itz Yosef and Oitzara Tvilis says that that's Pshat, Im Yishamish Mitosoi. If it is said afterwards, so could be right afterwards, Hatoichet Amokim, that right after the Kim of Mitzvah saying there is a Tvile, say Mitosi Shleim Olefonech. V'hoir Einai Pen Ishan Hamoves, since Shine is Echot Misamach Shebe Mise, is Memele is, so when the B'shas has Cholos HaMisa, Mispalo Voireine Penishan HaMoves, that the Shine should not be Ashinas Kva, it should only be Ashinas Aroi. Baruch Ato Hashem, Amei Eloilom, Kuloi Bechvoidoi. Ki Misa, when he wakes up in the morning, Oimer Alekai Nishome Shanosato Bi, Tahira ato yitzartobi, ato nefachtobi, ato mishamro bikirbi. The others have the girse, the riftachs with the girse, ato barosa, ato yitzarto, ato nefachtobi. The bee is said after the nefacht, and the tzlach says that makes a lot of sense because the bee is, the brias haneshomas, when the bishas, the bria, the Rabbeinu Shalom created all the neshomas, and they're stored someplace. In a mokim that's called Guf. In Ein Ben David Bach, Yichle Kol Neshome Shebe Guf, Sha'ata Beroso, Ata Yitzarto. Tzlach wants to say, Yitzarto means that there was a glorious Bria and the Neshomes, and then when they're designated to go into each Guf, then there's a besondere Yitzire, a besondere Tzure is put on each Neshome, that is designated to go into this and this goof, and then ato nefachto bi, in bishas it is put into the goof, there's a nefiche. The Marsha wants to say that the three lishoynes, if we're geiris peroso, yitzarto nefachto, are talking about the three chelke aneshome, peroso is going on the nefesh, yitzarto is going on the ruach, and nefachto is going on the neshome. And all of them are called neshome. Ba'ato mishamro bekirbi, ba'ato osid litlo mimeni, ulachziro bi leosid lovoi. I once heard a maise that the Chofetz Chaim once called his Talmidim. He was in the spoil. He said he never realized it, but ulachziro is a mapik hey. He was telling them a few times, ulachziro bi leosid lovoi. It's a mapik hey. So the Talmidim didn't understand what he saw in the Mapik Hei. So he told them, Lachziro, that means this neshome that was given to us, we're going to get back, La'osid Lovi, we're not going to get back a new one. That means whatever we patched with it, that's what we're going to get back. They say over from, I think the Chofetz Chaim said once that the tshuva is a washing machine, but it doesn't sew on golden buttons. It just takes off the schmutz, al-kaponim. As the best possible. Achziro bi. We have to understand we're going to get back the same neshama that the Rabbeinu Shalom took from us. So memela, so Persian should be very careful with it. La'asid lovei. Kol zman shaneshama bekirbi moida ani lefonecha Hashem olekai velekei avisai riboin kol olomim adoin kol haneshomeis boruch ato Hashem hamachzir neshomeis livgori meis. Kishama kill, so this it seems the broche is said right away. We'll speak about later how one is permitted to say a broche. He didn't wash his hands yet. Kishama kill tarnegoylo, when he hears the kill of a tarnegoyl, leima boruch hashanosan lasech vivino lahavchin ben yoim uvein loylo. So Rashi says pshat lasech vi tarnegoyl. Sechvi means a tarnegoyl, dike duchte de korile tarnegoyl sechvi. That's what Rashi says. Taisa says, Kisham makel atarnagel oim aborr shenosan lasech vivino lahavchin, vuhadin afilu ki loy shama. Afilu he didn't hear the tarnagel, daim broch ezu, ela lahavchone al hanos ha'oiro, shatarnagel mavchin, vuhu nene min ha'oir. Bachsam Epshat and Taisvis is, the Rosh is perhaps a little clearer. The Rosh says that the Sechvi is going on the lathe. Sechvi is the Taich lathe. Ashanosam la Sechvi vine is going on the lathe. Now, why is this broche said if one, and, but this broche is said when one hears the Talmud girl? Because the Talmud girl is also mavchin ben yoim ben laila. So the Rosh says, umiu im loy shoma keila Talmud girl, yesh loyme broche zu. One can still say the broche, she'ena elo hido lamokim, she'nosan lonu bino bahavone. It is a shevach that the lev is mavchin ben yoim uvein laila. And the broch is koilu uborolonu kol tzorcheinu, the af im yoshon odom bebayis ofel, yavchin biyasayim aidei tarnago. That means this is a bonus we have. Besides that our lev is mavchin when laila ends and when the yoim starts, a filu when it is impossible for us to be mavchin, the Rebbein Shalom created a tarnagel. But al koponim, the ikir shvach is on the lave. So therefore, even though one does not either kill tarnagel, one can make this broche. I think that is what Taisvus means also. The ein broche zu al alafchone al hano soiro. The tarnagel is also mavchin. But vuhu nene min ha'oyer, The Iker broche is on that what the person is able to be mavchin ben yoim v'laylo. Ki posach einei leima boruch peikeach ivrim. Ki toritz, when he stretches out, v'yosev leima boruch matir asurim. Ki lovish leima boruch malbish arumim. Ki zokif leima boruch zokif kefufim. Ki nochis la'aro leim aboruch oik oretz alamoyim. Ki mazki, when he starts walking, leim aboruch hameichim mitzadei gover. Ki sayim misane leim aboruch sha'oso li kol tzolki. The goin is medayik, it seems all the broches are loshen hoive. Besides the first broche, ashanosan lasech vivino, and the broche sha'oso li kol tzolki. Like this we say, Hameichin, Reika Oretz, Pekeach. These two broches are a Loshen Ova. So the Goyen explains the first broche is because these two broches are on the Tchilas Habriye. Asher Nosan Lasech Vivino is a Shevach Neidot to the Rebbein Shloilom that Bishas the Briye, the Leiv was given Havon Lahavchin Ben Yoim Ben Loilo. So that is on the Shas Briye. And she'oso li kol tzolki is the also b'shas tchilas habriye that the person was given memshole over the chayis and the behemis. That a person has a complete memshole over them, he can work with them, he can even use their skin for shoes. So that she'oso li kol tzolki, the broche is that the memshole that the person was given over the behemoth and chai, so that's why it's a loshen ova. The pekeach ivrim is said that now he's able to see. Ki osar em yonei, so this is when he put on a galtel, he put on michnasayim, leima boruch oizer Yisrael bigvura. Ki porisudrei al reishe leima boruch oiter Yisrael besif oro. That means even though he had already said malbish arumim, and the chagure and the suder is lechoyre a part of the levush, but this is a special shvach which this is miyuchad li Yisrael. The gvure is that the chagure is mafsik ben libe le'erve. That is the gvure si Yisrael. So meir, this is a malbish that is miyuchad to klal Yisrael. The levush of a sudr, kiporis sudra al reishay, that is also miyuchet klal Yisrael, that's mesugul to yira shamayim, also laodam lalach dal adamis begili harosh. So this is tafke, these are Yiddish levushim. So therefore, in the nusach habroche, we mention here Yisrael.
Ki ma'ateif betzitzis, leima boruch ha-shakitshonu me-mitzvoiso, betzivonu lis ateif betzitzis. Ki monach tfilin adarei, when he puts the tfilin shal yad, leima boruch ha-shakitshonu me-mitzvoiso, betzivonu loniach tfilin. Areishei, leima boruch ha-shakitshonu me-mitzvoiso, betzivonu al-mitzvas tfilin. Ki moshe yodei, when he washes his hands, leima boruch ha-shakitshonu be-mitzvoiso, v'tzivonu al netilas yodoi. Now he makes the broche al netilas yodai. So it would seem till now he did not make the broche. The shaila is, how did he make all these broches before washing the hands? And so the Rosh says, it's a very interesting Rosh. The Rosh says, why do you make now the broche al netilas yodai? So the Rosh says, lefi she yodol, shall Odom Asconi is saying, the hands are always touching. The Efshe Shalayiga Bebosar Hametunef Balaylo, Zicher was Negeya Namokim Hamachusa Shebeguf, Befrat, they didn't have pajamas in those days. Is Tiknu Brocha Koidim, so they were Mesakena Brocha Vonetilish Yedaim, Koidim Sheikro Krishme Vyispalo. So the Chiev Netile is before Krishme and Tfile. There's a chiyuv netila. And the Rosh learns out from this, mizeh yesh lilmud, we don't paskel like the Rosh, but kaponim is kadai to noshitas ha-Rosh, mizeh yesh lilmud, the hu adin, betfilas ha-minche va-arvis, so it's a din in tefillah. If a person, before tefillah, one needs netila. Hu adin, betfilas minche va-arvis, if he was yoytzi le-beis ha-kisei, so me-mele, and then he's going to daven, he should say al netila shedai. Va'idne nagu levorch elu habroches ala seide acher shenot al yodo. Now he says, we don't feel zich the way Chazal, and we make all these broches after we wash our hands. The kol zman shein yodov nikiyis ain levorchem. That's why we make the broches after al netilas yadayim. So, but the Rosh says, miu miloshen shesidron agmore, mashme, that you can make these brachas before netilas shama. Merdike Rosh, he says, even though as Yodov was negeya bebosam etunav balayl, that's the chiyuv netilas. That's only a din in tefillah. Aba brachas one may say before. The zel sad ledvari shalayti. He says, if you look at the Gemara Vaistois, that they said the brachas without Netilas Yedaim, before they washed their hands. So the whole Netilas Yedaim is a din in tefillah, elo lekrishma letefillah. So therefore the Rosh is machiach that by Mincha Mayrev also one should make a brach on Netilas Yedaim. The Ritva wants to say that the Gemara Bechlau is not the correct Seder. The Gemara just chapped on what each pool is, which bracha the pool is machayev. But to say this first, you have to take a wash your hands and make al netilas yadayim. The Rabbi Yoina says that Davke, Rabbi Yoina is very unclear, Davke Chazal, hoyu nizorim, they were nizor, they were kedoshim, they were nizor, so they could make brachas before. Then he also, v'aftarayin avot, v'roichetzim yadayim. So it's very unclear. So if they were roichetz in Yedeim, the Gemara by states that the lady they were neutral Yedeim. The Madana Yontef asks on the, Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, they were roichetz Yedeim afterwards. Bal Koponim, that is the Ha'ore, how they were, either they were Kedoshim, some of them were able to make the broche before the Rosh brings the Raya, that Bechlau is no Israel to make a broche before Netilas Yedaim. The Tostam is only a din in tefillah. Or the Gemara Shalai Keseida, as the Ritva says. Ki Moshe Ape, after when he washes his face, he refreshes himself. Leima Boruch Hamavir, Chevle Sheino Me'enoi, Usnuma Me'afapoi, Virotzim Ulfonech Hashem Alekai, Shetagileini V'seirosecho, V'dabkeini B'mitzveisecho, V'yaltevieni loyli de chait, loyli de ovoin. Tevieni loyli de chait. Others say pshat that
So by not helping the person, automatically he's bali dechet. Should help us in Mulchemes Hayetza. Vloili de Oven, Vloili de Nisoyin, Vloili de Bizoyin, Vchoifes Yitzri, Lishtabed Loch, Vrachakeini, Mi Odomro, Umechovero, Vdabkeini, Bietzer Toiv, Vchovotoiv, Boilomechos, Neini Hayoim, Vachol Yoim, Lachaino, Lachesud, Lorachmim, Beinecho, Veinichol Royai, Besigmaleini, Chasodim Toivim, Boruchato Hashem, Goimul Chasodim Toivim, Laama Yisrael. Toisvis, Kiporis Sudra al Reishay, so Taisa says, Vuhu adin lechol koiva lechol kisa. You love Davka. Sudra seems with man chazal, Davka nodom choshevur, but any covering one makes oita Yisrael. The Davka kshenene. So Taisa says, these broches of oita Yisrael, oiza Yisrael, is Davka v'poil, he was poris Sudra al Reishay. Aber im eine nenne, ki goin shuhu shoyche val mitosoi, lo yivorech, lo yizu, lo yimal bisharumim, lo yiboches ki yaitze bem, ki min shaloi nenne, viz not nenne, ki the mashem beperek shlishi, the megillah gabi mish lo yiro, moiris miyonov, the kol alma boi shiena min oiro. So, Tosis learns that these broches are a birches hanenin, and therefore, one only makes the broche if one was nene. The Ritva brings down that other Rishayim hold that this is a birchas hashvach. So Memeles, according to them, afilu one did not have the hano, one also would make the broche. Zukta Gemara Vaita. Here in the Mishneh, Chayev Odom Levorech Alatoiv, so the Gemara asks, "My chayev levoich ala ro kishem shemevoich ala toive." Ilema kishem shemevoich ala toive in nusach. One should say the same nusach hatoive hametiv kach mevoich ala ro hatoive hametiv. That one makes the same broch hatoive hametiv. So the Gemara says that's not true. Vosnan al psureis toiveis oimer hatoive hametiv. Al psureis rois oimer bor dain emes. The Mishnah alone specifies that there's a different nusach that is said al psureis rois. Omarove leinitzrocho ela lekabolino besimche. That one should be mekabol yisurim besimche. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Hochigasin, Ilaim Kishem Shimavoich ala Toiva Hatoiva Meitiv, Kach Mavoich ala Roa Toiva Meitiv. Vosnan, we learnt al Psureis Toivis Hatoiva Meitiv, al Shmuis Rois Hemeborg Dain Emes. So the Gemara says, Likbulinu Besimche, Levorech al Midas Poronius Belevov Sholein. That means there should not be, the broche should be made the lave of shalom without a tina, without a bitterness. It should be a broche, dayin emes. The Rabbeinu Yoine says in Shari Tshuva as follows. Musa Hashem Yisborach, when the Rabbeinu Shalom sends Yisurim, l'toive sa'odom. And he says three cheshbonos, what the toive is. Echod l'chaper al chatov. One is the onshim, and this world are a kapore. Number two, lahavir es avoinoi. It means the ovein is a pgam that the person possesses. Ubetachluei haguf yirape choylei hanefesh. It seems this is misalik, the pgam that the oven created. And number three, lahaskir Lashivoi midrochav horoim, to be ma'ira the person to be meitiv drochav. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says v'chashe yekabol ha'odom es musar Hashem v'yeitiv drochav amalolov. He'll understand. He'll be mekabol. He'll accept the yisurim v'yeitiv drochav amalolov. Roi loy she yismach b'yisurov. So really, he has something to be happy with. Lefishe ha'ilu te'aliyais nizgovais. They helped him amirdike te'elis v'yesh lo'i lo'hoides la'shem yisala aleim k'moy al-shar hatzlochais.
Shlomo Melech says the Mishlei Simcha LaTzadik Asayis Mishpat, that the tzaddik is someyach when mishpat is done, realizing the toivis he is receiving through that, that the mishpat was done on this world. So therefore, leinitzra ele kabluni besimcha, the bracha should be said b'leiv sholem. Omar ravacha mishum rab levi maikro, where do we see such a chiyuv? Chesed u mishpat ashira lecha Hashem azamera. Im chesed ashira, im mishpat ashira. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Eimer Mehocha, the pasuk is faked b'lekim al ha'alodovo b'shem ha'alodovo. B'shem ha'alodovo zomid ha'toive, b'lekim ha'alodovo zomid ha'sporonius. Rav Tamchen Eimer Mehocha, kais Yeshua is Esa, when the Yeshua comes, o v'shem Hashem Ekro. Tzor v'yogay nemtzor, o v'shem Hashem Ekro. So it seems the same oifen ha'kriyem that comes with a Yeshua should come with a tzorah. The Rabbanon Omri Mehoche from Iyuv Hashem Nosan Vashem Lokach Yishem Hashem Mevoiroch. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Ashekitshanu b'mitzvoiso v'tzivonu l'aniach tfilin. Kivin, so there are two broches. So Taisvis says, Kivin the tchilas hanachosai bizroya, he starts putting on the tfilin on the tefillin shal yad, yesh levorech laniach. So then one makes the bracha laniach to put on. Avu b'shal roi, since he already started putting on the tefillin, mevorech al mitzvahs v'loy lehaniach, shekvar hischel v'niach echad miyem. There was a scholas hanocha with the tefillin shal yad. V'peirek ha'koy metzoma, loy soch, if a person did not speak out between the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal roish, mevorech achas. So he makes one bracha. Soch, if he spoke out, mevorech shtayim. Now there's a machlokes harishonim, what is pshat in this? It's perish hakuntres. What is pshat mevorech shtayim? Dal shtei atfilin komar is speaking about both tefillin. The mevorech bracha achas al shtayim beloisoch. Loisoch mevorech achas, the bracha lo niach goes on both tefillin. Beloisoch bintayim. But what happens if it, so the Niach goes on the Shal Roish? If Lemaise he was Soch, so then he has to make two broches on the Shal Roish, Lo Niach and Al Mitzvahs. B'doichik Loima, Lehutzuchu Shtei Broches Niach Al Mitzvahs, Elok Shesoch Vovar Aveira. So why did the Gemara mention over here, our Gemara says when he puts it on the Shal Roish, V'sivonu Al Mitzvahs Tillu, Machayiv Anu Broche, Davke, the Gemara speaking about such a case, when he was Soch, he was over Aveire, and there were the Mechayev and Numat Beye, Davke, that means that in Yisod, Tfilin Shal Rosh, Yoyitza with the Baruch Eloniach. But if he spoke out, then they made a Numat Beye Al Mitzvah's Tfilin. That's a Beichik. Lachem Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Bal Shalosh, he gmar mitzvah v'iker, the yeshbo dalet batim v'shin mevorech al mitzvahs. Heistis fakert afilu loisoch, one makes al mitzvahs and the Shalosh. Avul soch, choyzer mevorech shtayim al Shalosh. That is pshat in the Gemara. That the Nisod, the Shalohaniach, goes on the Shalosh also. But since this is the gemar of the mitzvah, and this is the ikar mitzvah, so the laniach alone is not sufficient. So we make a new bracha al mitzvahs. But if he spoke out, so memela was a hefzik in the bracha laniach between the anocha shal roish, so therefore then you'll make laniach also, but you always make al mitzvahs on tefillin shal roish. V'chein b'shimushe rabbe de goyne, u'leperish rabbeinu tam. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Gabi Soch Mevorech Shtayim. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Im Yoniach Shal Roish Levat, what happens if a person is only putting on Tefillin Shal Roish? Because the Loch is Dein Ma'akvin Zeze, so then Mevorech Shtayim, then one will make two broches al Shalosh. But what? Then one will make two broches, because in Yisod Shal Roish is Mechayiv two broches. The Tzlaniach and Al Mitzvahs. Umashalai hiskera gmore al shalroish bilvad mevorech shtayim. Why did the Gemara say davke in a tzir of soch? Because it is not a normal tzir that a person should only wear tefillin shalosh. The tefillin by barchovu shchichi. It's very shchich to get tefillin. It's not difficult to get tefillin. So memele, so who only puts on tefillin shalosh? So therefore, when Chazal were megalos that the shalosh is needs to brachas, they said it in a tzir of soch. But in Yisod, the Shalosh Taka needs to brachas, on Yechanal Mitzvahs. V'chein Perish Rabbeinu Tam b'tshuvoisov, v'chein Rabbeinu Ochonam b'seidot tikin tefillah shaloi, kosav kein, that the Shalosh is mechuyev in two brachas. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Mishum Rav Meir, v'chein Tone Mishum Mishmei de Rabbi Kive, Lo'olam ye'odam rogil loimer kol da'ovid rachmono letav ovid. Zamir deki yisod that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Number one, the Marsha is ma'irer that l'chayre this is the same what Nochem Ish Gamzu said. Nochem Ish Gamzu used to say Gamzu le'toive. The Gemara picks out what Rabbi Kiva said because he says in Rabbi Kiva's memory there's more than Nochem Ish Gamzu. In Rabbi Kiva's memre, first of all, we're saying kol da ovid rachmona, that whatever occurred, kol la oilam ye adam rogil loima, whatever occurs, and even though to the nation, our opinion of what the tachlis is, we are putting down two statements, that it's ovid, and it was done through rachmona, the mekeira rachmin. So Memela, after understanding these two inyonim, that is Al Yidea Kodesh Bohu, Shehu Amakira Rachmim, so then we can say Letav Ozu, that the Tayelis was Letoit. Letav Ovid. Kihod Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara brings a Maise with Rabbi Kiva, Vaveko Ozu Bu'ulche. He was going b'derech, moto lehi moso, he came to a city, boy ishpize. So he wanted to rest, to stay in one of the hotels, or stay by someone. Lo yovulei. Mer, the kemais, and no one wants to accept him. Omar, kol da ovid rachmono letav. So this maise, even though it was a very uncomfortable maise, there's no place where to sleep, but he said letav. Ozal ubos bedabra. So he went, and if he doesn't have a house where to sleep in, so he went besode. Vahave bahadei talnegoyle vechamro ushrage. And he had with him a talnegoyle. A talnegoyle was to make sure he wakes up in the morning. Vechamro, that was his means of transportation. In shrage, it was Zicher, the Ben Yehuda says Zicher was in a lantern. He wasn't carrying a candle like this, but there was a lantern to be able to see in the darkness. Also Zike Kovya Lishrage. Also Shunre Oche Latalnegoyle, I carried up the Talnegoyle, Osa Arye Ochle Lechamre. Omar. So now he was left in the dark alone without any siyua, omar kol da ovid rachmono letav. It's letoit. He said it. Bei belelya osi gaise, a gaius came, some soldiers came, shovye lemos, so they captured the whole city. Omar lehu, I don't know who he said this to, lav omri lehu, it seems there was someone with him, he had said the whole time, some of people were doyig et shreklach, Omar Lohu, so he told them, Lav Omrichu, didn't I tell you, Kol ma sha'isa kodish bolchu, akil letoiva. Zogt Rashi, Ubos bedabro, alakim, loshen dayin, kmoi ad alim yovei devar shneim. Ubos bedabro, volon besode, have bahadei tal negoyle, lahakitsoi mishnose. Akil letoiva, everything was letoiva. Ilo hoya ner dolo, koya gayis roya oisi. Vilo hoya hamer noya, roya tarnagul koire, hoya gayis bo, vishoiva oisi. So everything was letoiv. The Ben Yehuda says that, that what happens to the G'dayle HaDayr, that's a simen to the ganze Dayr. He wants to say that these three inyonim are simonim to that what occurred to Klal Yisrael. The Ari with the Chamoyer is doime to the Chuban of the Bayis Rishon. Nebuchadnezzar was nimshol to an Ari. The Zike in the Shrager is nimshol to Golis Yovam, that they wanted to be oiker, kiner mitzvah v'tayroer. The Ruach Shal Yovon wanted to be oiker mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. The Shunre is oisi is Rishain. Edom is called Rishain. Yaitse Rishain Edomi. So the Edom is called Rishain, which is oisi is Shunre. Tarnagel is Meramez and Klal Yisrael, that the Koyach is Bekoil. Tarnagel is Nikra Gever. That's Meramez and Golis Edom. And this is all done Balaila. The Eilam Hazen and the Golis is Nimshal Alaila. When it comes in the morning, Ad HaBoiker, when the Boiker comes, then we will all see that Kol Ma'ado Oved Rachmono L'Tavod. Ba'omar Rav Huna Marav, Mishum Rameya, La'oilam Yudvorov Shal Odom Mu'otim Lifnei HaKodesh Boch. Shenemar Al Tevayel Al Picho, V'Libcho Yemar Lohitzi Dovo Lifnei Elikim, Kilakim ba shamayim ba'ata la oretz al ken yil tvorecha mu'otim. The question is, what was Rameya Machadish over Shloima Melech? Loilim yudvorov shalodom mu'otim lifnei Kodesh Bohu, and al ken yil tvorecha mu'otim. What was Rameya Machadish? So the Marsha says that there's a hemshech with the Gemara before, that even when a person is mevakish rachmim, b'yeis sore, lo yedaber boi harbei v'lo yahare rachov. Ki elekim b'ashomayim, that means, so you have to understand, there's two ways to look at it. We're ba'oretz, the Rabbein Yisrael is b'ashomayim. Hu royem ilamaloi b'yoyser. Our vision looking from Min Ha'oretz, we are too short-sighted. So therefore, one should not be marich b'bakoshes rachman. That's how the Marsha says. And because we don't understand the whole Inyan, so the person should be mamayit b'dvorov. The Tzlach says that the Gemara means to be marba afilu b'shvachay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we learned before, that what we say, Akela Godola Gibrava Neira, these three Shvachim Anshek Nesses Agdoila permitted us to say more than that, a person shouldn't say, because again, he's not Masig, the Shvachim of the Rabbeinu Shloilom, Kila Kimba Shomayim Va'ata Al Ha'oret. So Memele, the Hasogia that we have is not the true Hasogia. Zog the Gemara weiter. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde, mai dechsi vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'odom b'shnei yudim. Why does it say a double yud? Shnei yitzorim bora kodesh boruch hu. The person has two yitzorim, echod yitzar toiv, ve'echod yitzar ra. He has two yitzorim, so therefore that's the union of the two yudim. Maskiv lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzrok, elo meyato, Beheime de loiksiv bo vayitzo, les lo yitzo, doesn't have a yitzo hore. Bo kochazinin de maske vinoshcho bo oto, we see that a beheime does have a yitzo hore. That means that when it has a yitzo toiv, we see a beheime can work and does other things also. So that al kochach is from the yitzo toiv. But it has in itself a yitzo hore. The mask is shemazekes, it's mazik, and that we had before, the sultan is maraked by Asher, by Yemenissen. We had the sheyesh by Yetzirah, Rashi says. So here's a Yetzirah also. So why, what's the reason of the double yud only by the Yetzirah Sa'odom? Elokid Rab Shimon ben Pozi. The Omar Rab Shimon ben Pozi, that the purpose of the double yud is as follows. Oili mi yoitzri, v'oili mi yitzri. So Rashi says, Oili mi yoitzri im eilech acha yitzri. Vimloy esos bitter, vimloy eilach achav, oili mi yitzri, hamayageini birhurim. The Goyin says another nyonim, a person, and a maisa person could be misgaber over the yetzer, but in irhurim, that is very difficult. A person should be menatzeach, so that's a mulchomet midi. Foshim say we find by mulchemis midyon, that even though they were tzaddikim, aber mimchet nitzel, mihirer achet, they weren't nitzel. So that is the double yud, the vay. Vay yitzer is a loshen vay. That, vumet reitzer is nishgut, oily mi yitzri, oily mi yitzri. That's one shot. Inami, kederab yirmiye ben alozo, Tomer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozer, du parzufin bora kodesh borchu ba'odom arishin, that b'shas the b'riye, the person was born b'du parzufim, there was a zocher on one side and the cave on the other side, shenema ocher v'kedem tzartoni. Zogt Rashi, so that's the two yitzires, du parzufim, shnei parzufim bor tchila, echod melofonov, ve'echod me'achov. That's Vayitzer, v'tzolchei l'shnayim. And then the person was split, v'yoso min ha'echot chavo, and then the mom was chav. Oche v'kedem tzartoni, loshen tzure, dahaynu shnei parzufe. So now the Gemara goes into this inyan. Vayiven Hashem Elokim es ha'tzeilo. So there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Chad omar parzuf, that the tzeila is going on the parzuf, v'chad omar zonov, that's fakir, that there was no du parzufim, there was a zonov. Bishloim eleman di omar parzuf, haine d'chsiv, ocher v'kedem tzartoni. So that's pshad in the posik, that b'shas yitzire, there was an ocher v'kedem, on both sides there was a guf. El eleman di omar zonov, my ocher v'kedem tzartoni. So what is pshat in the posik ocher v'kedem tzartoni? Kid rabami. The omar rabami ocher l'maise bereishis. That the yitzire, he was ocher l'maise bereishis. It was the last nivro, the odom. Abo v'kedem l'peronis. When the peronis occurred, so the person was nenash first. So the Gemara says, Bishleima ochir l'maisa bereishis. That is very good. The lo ivri ad mali shabato. That Odom was nivre erev Shabbos. Elo v'kodam l'peronias. Peronias, where do we see that the Odom was kodam l'peronias before the other nivroim? Ileima peronias de nochosh. V'asanya Rabbi Omer b'gdule maschile min agodl. When a person wants to give gdula, one starts with the gadol. Ubiklole maschile min akot. Bigdule maschile min agadol. The sivir daba moishe el arayin velolozo isama bono vanisore. So the seder was first el arayin. Biklole maschile min akot. Betchilo niskalo nochosh. Besoif niskalo lochavo. Ulbesoiv niskala l'odom. So we see fakert that in the Peronius, the Odom was niskala at the end. So why does it say kedem l'Peronius? El Peronius the Mabul, the Peronius of the Mabul, in this the Odom was first. Chsiv ayimach eskola yekum asher al pneo adomo, mei Odom v'ad behemo, bereisha Odom v'hodo behemo. The Goyin explains because the whole Sibas Achet was the Odom. The Behema, the Kilkula Behema was because they were Nimshech HaChamaisei Odom. But the whole Kilkul, and they were Nenish, if there's no Odom, there's no Tzeich for Behemis. But the whole Kilkul started from the Odom, so therefore, in Kilkul, in Oynish, the Odom was Nenish first. Bishleim Laman di Omar Parzuf, that there were two Parzufim, that there were two tzuris, eine dachsi v'yitzer b'shna yudim. El olaman di yomar zonov mai v'yitzer. So the Gemara says, we have a two other pshatim, k'da b'shimim ben pozi, domar b'shimim ben pozi, oili mi yitzri, that the v'yitzer, that the v'y is on the yitzer and the yitzri. Bishloim leman de yoma parzu einu dechsi zocho unekeiva bo. That bishas the brie, it was a zocho unekeiva. Aleman de yomar zonov. But if lemaisa bishas brie, there was a zonov, my zocho unekeiva bo. Kidravabo, dravabo romi, ksiv zocho unekeiva bo. Rsiv kibitzalam alakim osa esa odom, vaistois, that only odom was created. Hokeitzat, betchila ole b'machshovov, livras beis, ole besoif le nivra elo echot. So the Goyin explains, the machshova was that they should be in yesoid one. That's in the, that means that the machshove is the tachlis of the yitzire. We see that the nekevis of Odom are different than the nekevis of a behemah, that there is a gewaldike, Odom is mekusha leishtoi, and the isha is a ezer. By other behemahs we don't find this. So therefore the machshove was leboris beis. That was the tachlis, that there should be a unit. Bishloima laman di yomar parzuf, heine dechsi vayisker bosor tachteno. So therefore, the goof was split, so there had to be a skiras bosor in the mokim achibo. Laman di yomar zonov mai vayisker bosor tachteno. Omer av Yirmiyah, vitaimer av Zvid, vitaimer av Nachum vayitzchok, loy nitzrocho elo lemokim chetach. The mokim of the chitach hazonov, the Rabbeinu Shloilom was soigir bosor that the mokim achtach should not be nika. Bishloim elaman di omar zonov haynu dechsiv vayiven. So there was a binyan. The Rabbeinu Shloilom built now from a zonov he created chave. Elaman di omar parzov mai vayiven. So what is the Vayiven? So the Gemara answers, like Rav Shimon ben Menashe. The Dorish Rav Shimon ben Menashe, Mai Dechsi Vayiven Hashem Es Atzeilo, Melameit Shekolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechavo. The Rabbi Nishor Olam braided the hair of Chave, Veheviyo Lo Odom Arishin, Shekein Bekrochei Hayom, Koiren Lekliyoso Bniyoso. That this is called binyan, and therefore this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's an asmachte, but al kaponim that it is an iser of braiding hair. If the hair is not mechubah, then it goes into malachas oireg. But if the hair is mechubah, to braid hair on Shabbos goes into the iser of binyan. It's called boine. That's the pasuk called it a binyan. Dover acher va yiven. What is the tzairach of the binyan? If they were du parzufim, Omer avchizde v'omer lo b'mas nisen tone melamed shebona kodesh boruchu lechavo ke binyan oitzo. That the Rabbeinu Shlom made that it should be like an oitzo, ma oitzo ze kotzer milamaylo v'rochov milamato, kdei lekabeles haperitz. That means it's like a triangle. And then if it would be an upside down triangle, so then the koivid of the peiris on the top would be machbid on the kisolim, on the two sides kisolim. So therefore, it was made like a normal triangle that's kotzo milamayla barocha milamata kde la kabla sa peiris. Af isha ktsoro milamayla rechovim milamata. G'day lekabel es hablat. Va'yiviyeho el ha'odom. And then the Rabbi Nishloilam brought Chava to Odom. Am Rav Yirmiyah ben Elozo. Melamed shanasa kodish bohu shushovim la'odom harishin. The Rabbi Nishloilam was mishtadl in the simche, in the chuppe of Odom harishin. Va'yiviyeho. The Rabbi Nishloilam brought Chava to Odom. Ikan limda teir derech eretz. Sheyarze godolim cotton b'sheshvinis. Val yerelo, you should not feel that it's below his dignity to be a sheshovin for a cotton. The Rabbeinu Shleilam was a sheshovin for Odom Arishin. So now, let us see Rashi first. Zogt Rashi, Du parzufim, shnei parzufim bo, retchil echad melefonov, me'echad melachem, v'tzolchi l'shneim bosim in echad chab. Ocher v'kedem tzartani l'shin tzuchu d'ayni shnei parzufim. Zohan nekei v'borom, ma'ashem mitchilas b'riyosom, they were ready t'chei habo. Haynu d'chsi v'ayivan, so if it was a zonov, shoye tzorich binyin. Mai v'ayivan, but if it was du parzufim, haloi kvar nivne, אלא קבל ספר, שמי הקוצר מלמטו, ברוכם מלמלו, תיעטבו את החפס הסקסולה מלמלו לכאן ולכאן, שהמסו מחבד עליהם, ששובים משתדל בחופוסוי ובזיווגוי. זאת גמור הביתה. ולמן די אומר פרצף, if they were created דו פרצופים, so you have the two people, one in the front and one in the back. So in the hiluch, who went first? Who followed who? Akolchach one was nigra noch the other. So in oilam hazeh, who followed who? The odom mestamu was more mesugul for yoni elahabe. The isha is more mesugul for oilam hazeh. So who was the manig in oilam hazeh? Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Mistavro de Gavri Sagi Bereshe. Mistavro that Chave was Nigrar after Odom. Desanye Lo Yahalech Odom Achoyrei Isho Baderech Afilu Ishtoi. Afilu, one should not go behind even his Isha. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi. Ulamandi yom ha-parzoif, umitchilosoye mitzadechot zoche unikevo mitzadache. Haim minayu sagi bereshe. Eze parzoif hoi malach lefnim, which goof went first? So the Gemara says that mistoma odom went first, because says lehalach odom achere isho, vafilu ishtoi nizdamnoloi. So Rashi says, ishtoi gnai bedovo. So the Marsha explains that if one would say that the reason is that one should not be mahalach achayrei isha, vafilu ishta is because of hirul, that's the reason. So mameila, so what shaykhis is there to Odom and Chave? By Odom and Chave, he was looking in the opposite direction. There was no hirul. What's the chilek if she's going and he's following all the other, but there's no hirul. So therefore, Rashi says, by ishtoi, achoyre ishtoi, there's also no isser of hiru. Afal pikein, the Baraisa says, lo yahalech odom achoyre isho, bederch vafilu ishtoi. So what is the isser of ishtoi? That's a gnai. What is the gnai? The gnai is that the cotton is before the godel. So memele, so if that's the halacha, so mistome, ba'etzel odom v'chav, it also was the same thing. So therefore, chav was nigra bosor odom. Nizdamna loya la gesha, yisalkeno litzdodin. So he should walk ahead of her, and yisalkeno litzdodin. V'chola oiver achayre isha bano, ein loy chelek lo ilam habo. So Rashi says, achayre yisalkeno litzdodin, achi yavo lefonel. Achayre isha bano, achayre eishes ish, means, not ishtoi, Rashi means to say, Magvas begodel mipnei hamayim v'zem mistaklebo, and that one can lose his ein lechelik loilam abov. Rashi says from the istaklo salom. Tano rabono hamaratze mois leisha miyodoi liyodo kedei lehistaklebo. Afilu yesh biyodoi teiro maisim toivim kemoishe rabenu lo yinoke midino shel gehenem. Shenema yad liyad. Lo yinoke ra, lo yinoke midine shol genem. So yad li yad means that even yodoi shol Moshe that kibul teirem yodoi shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yinake ra, lo yinoke midine shol genem. Zogt Rashi, yad li yad, lo yinoke ra, afilu ke Moshe Rabbeinu shkibul teirem miyimine shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yinake ra, vekro beisha mishtoi. Omar Rav Nachman, Monoyach Ama Oretz Hoye. Monoyach was an Ama Oretz. Dechsiv Vayelech Monoyach Achre Ishtoi. So what shall is an Ama Oretz? Because the Baraisa says that Lo Yahalech Odom Achre Isha.
Maskiv lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Elo Miyato, Gabi Yolkona, no, Manoich say was an Amoret, Gabi Yolkona, there was a Novi, Dechsiva Yelach, Akona Ache Ishtoi, the Gabi Elisha, Dechsiva Yokan, Vyelach Acheo, Hochinami Acheo Mamish, Elachi Dvoreo, Vache Yatzosa. So that doesn't mean in the Oifan Eilach, Hochinami Achi Dvoreo, Vache Yatzosa. Oma Rav Ashi, Ulamai de Koma Rav Nachman, Vanoich Amoretzo, if you'll say that you'll take the posik face value, and you'll say that it means Take Vayelach Monoich Ache Ishtoi. So, Lamai de Koma Rav Nachman, Vanoich Amoretzo, not only was he an Amoretz, that he did not know this Bereise, Afilu Bei Rav Nami Loikore. Afilu, he never went to Cheder. Why? Because if he was gone to Cheder, he would learn a posik in Chumash. And the posik says, Shenema, Vatokem Rivko v'nariseo, Vatirkavna ala gmalim, Vatelachna achrei ho'ish, V'loi lefnei ho'ish. So he never learned Chumash. In Chumash it says, the Seder Ahiluch, that Vatelachna achrei ho'ish. There's a kasha from the Marsho. The Marsho says, Atzushtal terivke. Rivka was an Eishes Ish already, because she was married. Here, Manoyach, it was Ishtoi. So others say, Teretz v'nariseo. The Nariseo weren't married. And it says, they also v'teilachna achayish. Fine, that's a Teretz on the Marsho's kasha. There's another kasha what Ian Yaakov asks, v'teilachna achayish, because they didn't know how to go. Pashteitzach Eliezer had to go first. So I saw a Meir de Kivot, Rabbi Yomin Silber. Rabbi Yomin Silber says, that's true. The reason Eliezer had to go first is because they didn't know the way. That's poshet. But if that was the reason, the Torah wouldn't tell us this. Was geit mir das on der Yediye? If the Torah is telling us the oifen ahiluch, that's the, we have to learn something from it. The Torah is not a newspaper. If the Torah is telling us the oifen ahiluch, so that means in halacha, this hilchis hiluch, vateilach na achayish. Let us see Rashi. Amoretz loishimish tamidei chachomim, Shaloi lomad mishne zu. He didn't know this mishne. Sheshanin lehal odom achere yishev afilu hi ishtoi. Lomai de koma rav nachman sholach acher mamish, im ken afilu bei rav, im tenoike shol beis rabon, nami loi koro.